Very good morning to you, Luke, Ed and Rosie. We start this morning with an update on the Hampton Park man accused of sending money to an Islamic State fighter in Syria. He'll remain behind bars for the time being after being refused bail by a magistrate yesterday afternoon. 43-year-old Issa Kokoglu, he was arrested in the morning and accused of raising funds and then transferring about $3,800 to support a 33-year-old Islamic fighter and also operating a website to attract new Islamic State supporters. Police have admitted some of the cash may have come from his welfare benefits. He goes back to court on the 29th of January next year.
It says to me that they have got pretty good systems in monitoring what's going on at the moment, haven't they? Because, I mean, who knows what else is happening, but they've got a pretty good record at the moment, haven't they?
Yeah,
finding people, sending money overseas to people that
$3,000 is not a huge amount, so it shows you just how they're able to pinpoint these things, how well.
Yep.
Yeah.
I can see everything's happening. And the husband of an Aussie teacher, who she was shot dead in Kenya last week, has been arrested by police in connection to that murder. Gabrielle Maynard, originally from northern New South Wales, was shot while she was walking near her home in Nairobi. Police confirming her husband, Cyrus Bernard Maynard, is now the prime suspect in that murder, along with his cousin, who was also arrested. And guys, Aussies are chucking $9.6 billion of perfectly good food in the bin every year. Households wasting about 14% of what we buy from the supermarket every week, and Victorians are the absolute worst. 19% of us, Victorians that is, say we throw out 20% of our groceries every week because we don't get to use it before it starts to go off.
We've supported regularly great organisations like Fair Share,
Second Bite
yep. On this show, who are sensational at collecting that food, turning it into meals for people in it. It's one of my great things, and it comes back to childhood when something gets thrown out of the fridge, it makes me upset.
Yeah.
Just genuinely, you go, when people have got not enough, that is amazing. So how many billion dollars worth of food a year?
It's $9.6 billion.
It's just unbelievable.
A bit over $1,000 per household.
So what is it, though? Is it people just overbuying at the supermarket, are they?
People overbuying. 80% of the people say the food they're throwing out is starting to go off before they have time to eat it.
Yeah.
So they're just spending too much cash at the supermarket. And I suppose that money could be going towards other things.
So the old days used to, if your bread was starting to go, you know, if the bread was starting to get a little bit hard, you'd have bread pudding.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or you'd toast it up, or you'd have, French toast.
Yes.
That sort of veggies, stuff. You'd make veggie soup.
Oh, you get the soup going, you'd, you know, all that sort of stuff.
Find a way, got to be a bit more creative with the leftover.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. About 60% of households are eating out at least once a week, so that's why the food's obviously sitting in the fridge and not being eaten.
Or can't be bothered cooking and just get Uber Eats.
It's a lot easier. Or
is that?
Jason Bennett on the way shortly with Overnight Sport. He wants to talk Australia's newest sporting sensation, the NBA's Ben Simmons.